Nice.
And that's the end of the audio soundtrack of Fahrenheit 9/11 here on WFMU's RNC Remix. We actually missed the last couple of minutes of the film's audio, but I'm happy that we found it at the last minute and we could bring it to you. Coming up from 3 to 5 p.m., it's Mike Lupica and 2 hours of politically inspired punk rock from the Reagan and Bush senior era, followed by version 1.2 of the interactive W. At 6 o'clock, it's an hour-long editorial slash diatribe by the Dirty Duck, followed by an hour of pre-1920 political songs from Mac and the Antique Phonograph Music Program. This is FMU's RNC Remix, broadcasting on the web until Thursday night at midnight. Take it away, Mike Lupica.
We'll be right back.
I'm missing the stud. I do what I could. I made my try. I fought to die. Blowing all my money, but I still don't. dear internet listeners, to WFMU's RNC Remix. Good afternoon to you, one and all. I forgot what it's like to play songs that are this short, and my heart rate is already up over, you know, healthily over where it should be, I'd have to say. Because we're doing two solid hours of Reagan and Bush Senior era protest punk rock this afternoon here on WFMU's RNC Remix. Everybody contributing where they can and where they'd like to. And me smashing my face into the microphone, because that seems to be the most obvious means of protest to me this afternoon. We just heard Kraut off of their Wetting the Sith album. Great New York band from many years ago. Released in 1984. Song entitled New Law. Also Nausea. Another local band. Heading back to the beginning of Papa Bush era. Song entitled Here Today. Can be found on a 7-inch compilation called More Songs About Plants and Trees, which we'll probably be getting back to at some point in this afternoon's programming. Also MDC with Born to Die. Off their record called Millions of Dead Cops from 1982 on the Radical label. Straw Man, a great West Coast band, bringing situationist politics to a whole new generation of college children with their song Shoot Me Up with Faith off the great EP of the same title on the Allied record label. From the early 1990s, also The Left with their song called Hell off an EP called Hell It's the World. On the Bonafide label from 1984, GBH with The Company of Wolves and Shudder to Think up top with a song entitled Let It Ring off of the great and seminal and dare I call it classic record on the Discord label. Sort of the swan song of the whole 1980s Republican era. The State of the Union compilation on Discord Records featuring all your DC rock greats and then some. And I gotta remind myself that when I'm playing songs this short, it is not appropriate to do half-hour sets. Because I may kill myself. I may kill myself anyway, given what's going on in this sorry state of affairs that we're currently faced with. But as I said, you know, the other night I was on the radio talking about, I don't like to bring politics overtly into, you know, at least coming out of my mouth. To the radio show. You know, I kind of think this art pretty well, you know, pretty much speaks for itself. And, you know, I certainly don't want you to turn off the radio or turn off your internet as the case may be here this afternoon. I don't want you to turn off your internet because of something stupid that I say. I'd much rather you turn it off because you don't like, you take issue with some of the art that we're delivering to you here this afternoon. So with that in mind, I would like you, since I can say with some authority that you are all currently listening on the internet, I would like you to open up another window on your computer and just find a picture of maybe President Bush or Rumsfeld or Wolfowitz or Colin Powell or Condoleezza Rice, and I just want you to have a window with their picture opened up while you listen to this music and see if we can't get your punk rocks riled up a little bit here. I'm here until 5 o'clock spinning protest music from my Republican era. I can't necessarily say I'm proud of it in any capacity at all. You can email me here in the studios, mike@wfmu.org. And if this just ain't your cup of tea, I recommend you go over to the other audio stream and listen to what Brian Turner is doing two floors below me on WFMU proper, as it has come to be known these last few days of the Republican National Convention. You can also check out the playlist, which I'm updating live. You got to refresh the page automatically, but for crying out loud, we can't give you everything. Free land that it may be. This is Husker Du.
Don't be afraid. Let it be the weapon. glory. The only one.
An diesem bemannten Weltraumflug teilnehmen zu dürfen.
BRD, BRD, ihr bringt uns um, es tut nicht weh!
America, summer 1981.
Straight out of Texas. Man, you talk about a band that would piss off the current administration. A bunch of drunk, reckless punks with a gay singer. The band's called The Dicks, and they got a song called No Fucking War. That's pushing all the buttons, I'd say. Off their 1980 through 1986 retrospective, released by the Alternative Tentacles record label, that was The Dicks. Mr. Gary Floyd, one of the most, you know, sort of gut-busting punk vocalists. The guy, I mean, you know, these bands, you know, anybody can get up there and scream, and that's no real talent. I mean, some people are better at it than others, I guess. But Gary Floyd sort of could get up there and kind of sound like an entire gospel revival choir in some form or fashion, the way that he could belt them out. Great bands, great song, and a great sentiment for these very troubled times in which we live. We had Eat before that with Communist Radio. Found in many places. I pulled it off of the second volume in the Great Killed by Death series, which WFMU fill-in DJ Mr. Bill Zerat could tell you far more about than I can. But great stuff. And extremely fashionable now again. Now, for the first time in many years, I should say. Prior to that, we heard Scream from Washington, D.C., off of I guess it's a CD which collects two of their records, Still Screaming and This Side Up. That was Bedlam. And no 1980s and early 90s hardcore punk rock special would be complete without some fringe German hardcore heard this afternoon in the form of Blut und Eisen, which I believe translates to Blood and Iron. Ripped from a ripped to MP3 from an old cassette of the Hardcore Show that I grew up listening to as a young skateboard-wielding punk rock man. And I'm quite certain that's not the way that this technology was ever intended to be used, but I feel like I'm a better person for it. Lovely. Lovely killer guitar sound. From Connecticut before that, we heard from Seizure off of their fantastic Seriously Delirious record on the Noriega label from 1990. This band, I think, definitely one of the best bands of that sort from the era. Criminally undersung and underappreciated. And I think it might be because their cover art for their record just made it look bad. But oh, the music contained therein. Totally classic. That was Hand Me Down from Seizure. A band that had the nuts to break up on stage just because they felt like it. We had the Pagans with Dead End America and Husker Du up top with In a Free Land, all here on this special one-off internet-only program. We've got a bigger problem now, part of WFMU's RNC Remix. As I assume you've been clued into by now, WFMU has taken it upon itself to remix the Republican National Convention with all sorts of political programming. And as I said earlier, I really feel like it's my place nor my responsibility to preach my personal politics to the good listeners of WFMU, even though ideally I guess that's what this is my opportunity to do. But as stated, I think this kind of art, distilled down to its simplest and purest form, speaks pretty well on its own. And I invite you to take from it what you wish and then proceed to act accordingly. And maybe that means you'll register to vote, or maybe it means you'll start a band and play shows in abandoned buildings. Perhaps it'll be some delightful combination of those two extremes. I'm here until 5 o'clock on the internet only at WFMU.org. You can get in touch with me in the studio, Mike at WFMU.org. Well, this is taking you off. Go listen to Brian Turner, whom I think is playing some Bob Marley records. Just kidding. Y'all got your pictures of W booted up on your computer? I want you to look at a picture of George W. Bush while you listen to this next song. And imagine his lips moving along with the lyrics.
I'm gonna
This is WFMU's RNC Remix. It's 4 o'clock p.m. here. You are tuned to WFMU.org on the internet. Stay tuned. Another hour still to come.
Yeah.
that's the kind of musical firecrackers that I adore. The likes of which have not been heard since the first New Bomb Turks record. Coming in right at the tail end of Papa W's term in 1992. That was the New Bomb Turks. Mind-shattering cover of Mr. Suit by Wire. Probably the greatest example of, you know, the kind of song you just want to go tell some authority figure, the authority figure of your choice, to go fuck themselves. In the spirit of Mr. Cheney. Dishing out similar musical firecrackers before that, the sounds of Huggy Bear. That was Her Jazz. Off of the Her Jazz single, another legendary stomper of the era, the Minutemen, If Reagan Played Disco. Off of the Post-Mersh Volume 3 compilation, collecting many of their records. Also, Conflict, the finest in spooky British hardcore. Conflict, perhaps second only to Crass, whom I don't have any records by, so we will not be hearing them this afternoon, although there have been numerous requests for the Crass records. They will be wheeled out at another time. The Ungovernable Farce from Conflict. Also, Jawbox with Bullet Park off a compilation released by that indispensable punk rock magazine of the 1980s and 90s, and I guess now, although I haven't seen it in a number of years, Maximum Rock and Roll put out this compilation called They Don't Get Paid, They Don't Get Laid, but boy, do they work hard. And that was Jawbox doing Bullet Park. Preceded by another Maximum Rock and Roll release, Bad Religion with Heaven is Falling. A split 7-inch of Bad Religion and Noam Chomsky. This came out during the first Gulf War, part of the organized protest of Operation Desert Storm, and probably in many cases the first time in place that people with Mohawk styled hairdos heard Noam Chomsky. And who knows if that was a good thing or not? That's not for me to say. Poison 13 at the top would Die For Me. No thank you, Mr. Drug Dealer. All here on WFMU's RNC Remix. On the internet only. There's an interesting article that I wanted to share a couple of snippets from with you. Obviously, since this is a punk rock show, I've dug into the real resources of punk rock literature, and I've come up with an article that's in the new issue of GQ magazine. This is written by Mr. Robert Calker, who's a writer at New York Magazine. He had this piece in the August 2004 issue of GQ. It's got Holly Berry on the cover, in case you're one of those people who associates things with pictures more so than words. This article's called How Close Are You to Getting Drafted? And wouldn't you like to know? I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there's a couple of points here that I wanted to cover. Number one, you may want to know exactly whose neck is on the line. Mr. Calker writes, yours, if you're an American between the ages of 18 and 26. And if you're a healthcare worker, there is a chance you could be drafted when you're as old as 44. During World War II, when the military needed as many soldiers as it could get, even 65-year-olds had to register for the draft. This time around, American men would be drafted via lottery, which is essentially the same system that was used during Vietnam. Birthdays were chosen at random, determining the order of the draft. The difference between now and then is that in the Vietnam era, the lottery tapped 26-year-olds first and worked its way down to the younger guys. Today's lottery would start with the 20-year-olds, the idea being that they can get their service out of the way before they start careers and families. And as the military needs more soldiers, it works its way up to the 26-year-olds, and then down to 19 and 18-year-olds. Once you turn 27, you'd no longer be a candidate for the draft. There's a number of other points that are covered. Among the more interesting ones, the question, can you bring your girlfriend? The answer, of course, being no! Not at the moment, anyway. Also, you might like to know if there is a draft. How long are you in for? And again, Mr. Robert Kolker writes, if history is any judge, you'll be serving for 2 years. The draft of 1940 that FDR orchestrated limited service to 12 months, but was extended to 18 months in 1941, then to 21-month service once World War II was over. During the Korean War, the term of service was lengthened to 24 months. So consider yourselves, consider how nice a long vacation might be. Or don't. I don't intend to go into healthcare work anytime soon, so I guess I'm in the clear. But Jesus, man, piss was scared out of me during the first Gulf War. Not having that. That's why I reverted into this netherworld of fast and ugly music. Is one of the few things that spoke to me at that tender age. And I must say, I'm having a delightfully good time re-experiencing it all here on the internet with you this afternoon. Because it got me good and pissed off, which is an important way to feel, especially nowadays. And who encapsulates that spirit better? In the band Rites of Spring from Washington, D.C.
I'm Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. And they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out. I wasn't a communist. And they came for the unionists, and I kept to myself. I wasn't a unionist. And they came for the blacks, and we turned away. And they came for the left, and we turned away. They came for the gays, we turned away.
the block. Armies marching through the streets. Trust our shot, trust we'll need. Good end up.
Push from the left and a shove from the right. It's all planned out. We'll do it tonight.
Push the president in his wife. We're hoping for a ransom or take their lives. Attack their embassy. They are our enemies. The president is smoking cigars. Anyone he does not like.
And shoots or puts behind bars.
Coup d'état! Coup d'état! Go!
Slandering your name. up and tell me how to live my life. Oh. You're a prostitute. Don't ever put down another woman. It's a silver bell. You can't. You can kill him. So this is silver. It's a sad, sad song. Yeah, you're so high up. You're so pretty. You're so mighty, mighty high.
I know it's distracting because it's sort of like we have two WFMUs running today, because this is being programmed live only on the internet. I'm on WFMU's 25th floor, and 17 floors below me, Mr. Brian Turner is programming the very the regular over-the-air programming, as well as the regular web signal programming. And we've both received a number of emails from people who are sort of irritated with this setup because they can't decide which one to listen to, so they're kind of toggling back and forth. And, Brian has been apparently been telling people that I've been playing Tracy Chapman, among other things, which is really not the case. So I got Brian Turner's AccuPlaylist pulled up on my computer right here, and I can tell you that he's been trying to out-hardcore me. A wuss playing Crushed Butler and Discharge and Youth Brigade and Comets on Fire. He also played Yola Tango and Velocity Girl and Suzanne Vega and Bob Marley. And I suspect that this will end in the WFMU parking lot this evening as Brian Turner and I engage in a duel to the death. There's 25 minutes left of this special web-only programming. This is all 80s and 90s, well, actually, Reagan and Bush Sr. era protest punk rock. As we all know, the worst thing for punk rock is a Democratic president. And I would point your attention to the Clinton years, when everybody started getting all simpy and crying a lot. And writing songs about how they love their jobs at 7-Eleven and whatnot. And I'm very much of the opinion that there's always great punk rock being made, but it's just not always available in the traditional punk rock channels, which is why I'm glad things like WFMU exist. Just to root them out and regurgitate them back in your direction, whether by air or by internet feed. This is WFMU.org. RNC Remix. I'm having a hard time saying that for some reason. Also having a very hard time using filthy language. Because we are uninhibited on this stream by the rules and regulations of the FCC. And I used a bad word before. And I immediately regretted it. And I know y'all think I'm just pussing out. But really, you didn't invite me into your cubicle or your home. Have me, like, swearing at you? No need for that. We can still maintain the family-oriented tenor of my radio program that I do so prided on. And I hope you'll have me. And will continue to let me make this unreasonable noise via your computer. We just heard Beefeater doing Mr. Silverbird off of Plays for Lovers. On Discord Records, also Circus Lupus with the great cover of The Avengers, We Are the One. Coming out of Negative Trend, featuring a pre-flipper Will Shatter and pre-heroin overdose, also of note. A song called Mercenaries from their EP. Circle Jerks gave us Coup d'Etat. You knew the Repo Man soundtrack would be wheeled out at some point. I think we can all safely say that it's best that it happened on my watch. Although actually Charlie plays the Repo Man soundtrack with some frequency, and he always picks good tracks from it too. I'm just glad no one played that horrible Iggy Pop song. Agnostic Front did Victim in Pain. Malachi Crunch, with probably the only punk song ever written about a second lady. Their great song, Marilyn Quayle, off of a Squatter Rot Records 45, also featuring the likes of Insurgents and Yuppieside and the Apostates, and my favorite band name probably ever out of New York City, the almighty Jesus Crust. Dead Silence gave us We Turn Away and Rites of Spring up top with Spring and Deeper Than Inside. A lot of Discord stuff. I guess it's kind of hard to stay away from that, though, when you're talking about political punk rock. Now, who can tell? There's 20 minutes left of me. Then I'm going to hand it over to the Interactive W, at which point you will be invited once again to call in live to speak with our fearless leader live on the Internet. That's coming up at 5 p.m. Definitely a few more selections that I want to squeeze in before I get out of the seat and dust off my favorite placard for the demonstration. That, of course, being the one that I use at all the demonstrations that I attend. The one that I shake into the sky as though showing it to some unseen god, trying to desperately get the message out to the world. No Roger. No rerun. No rent.
The truth I see. My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Look, war is money. The arms manufacturer manufacturers tell me unless we get our bomb factories up to full production, the whole economy is going to collapse. The Soviets are in the same boat. We all agree the time has come to the big one. So what do you say?
It's marvelous.
That's excellent. We knew you'd agree. The companies will be very pleased.
The bars went open this morning.
Finishing off for me with the New World, also Dead Kennedys, Kinky Sex Makes the World Go Around, featuring that completely irritating and kind of gross call to the Prime Minister's office. Impatient Youth with Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Consumers with Anti. Nerve Breakers did Stand Up, and the Wipers with Over the Edge. The General Direction. In which I think we've all feel pushed. Straight up 5 o'clock p.m. This is WFMU.org, live on the internet on the RNC Remix. God, I hope we never have to do this again. Thanks for listening. And do stay tuned. Lots more great programming coming up. Coming up almost immediately will be your chance to call and speak with our fearless leader on the interactive W. Antique Phonograph at 6. And then the Dirty Duck unleashes his thoughts on these modern times in which we live. Coming up after that. Stay tuned.
Bye.